Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is representing an organization against the Southern Poverty Law Center and its so-called hate label that has harmed so many organizations. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think it's important to note, of course, we have been the recipient of their hate label in different ways. But also, it's a very dangerous, and it's caused acts of violence as a result of their hate map and their label.
It is a very dangerous and false label because they promote it as though it's fact.
Right.
So we are now representing the Dustin Inman Society and its founder and president, D.A. King, against the Southern Poverty Law Center, which labeled this immigration organization as a so-called hate group with its hate label and harmed the organization and refuses to change the label.
Right. And what's frustrating to me, Matt, too, is a lot of the media cites it like it's truth. You know, even Liberty Counsel, according to the SPLC's false hate label, and they use that, you know, like it's true.
Yeah, I know. And of course, the White House and some of the other administration agencies have relied on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing that they do, because right. They have been discredited over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we could talk about, but this particular false label is dangerous. It's caused acts of violence against groups as a result. In 2013, Floyd Corkins was sentenced to 25 years in prison for his attempted mass murder in 2012 at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. Corkins admitted that he selected FRC as his target because it was listed on the SPLC's hate group list and hate map. And so on that hate map, you could get an address directly to the FRC and other organizations. This individual, Floyd Corkins, came into the lobby of this organization, Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., and he was on the other side of the desk where the security guard is, and he was being asked to provide information as to who he was going to visit. So the security guard, who I knew, was behind the desk, and Floyd Corkins bent down, and the astute security guard sensed that there was something amiss because Floyd Corkins was down longer than he should have been. So he came out from behind the security desk.
Plus, he was wearing a backpack. That was a red flag, too.
He was, but he had it on the ground. And
yeah.
So he was getting something out of it. And so consequently, he saw that he was getting a weapon. And the man pulled the weapon out. The security guard then tackled him. They got into a wrestling match. And Floyd Corkins pulled the trigger and shot the security guard. He was still able to wrestle Floyd Corkins and keep him down while he was wounded until help arrived, and then Floyd Corkins was arrested. During his questioning by the legal authorities, law enforcement, he specifically said that he selected FRC because it was on the SPLC's hate group list. That alone is so shocking that you would think any organization that has any commonality, common sense, would have removed the hate group label and changed their ways. But instead, right. They dug their heels in.
I mean, his intent was to commit mass murder of the employees at FRC. That is tragic.
Yeah, and he actually brought a bunch of Chick-fil-A sandwiches with him. And the reason he had done that is because the founder of Chick-fil-A was quoted on a radio program earlier saying that he believed marriage is the union of a man and woman. Remember, there was that attempted boycott against Chick-fil-A, and then there was the Chick-fil-A Day that was the opposite, that boosted Chick-fil-A's visibility and sales. But that's why he brought the Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So the reason why he used it is because he wanted to send a message. He was very much immersed in the whole same-sex marriage issue, I guess, and he hated FRC because they were on the hate group, and he tried to commit mass murder. Mark Potok with the SPLC admitted in an interview, he said this, quote, "Our criteria for a hate group, first of all, have nothing to do with criminality or violence or any kind of guess we're making about this group could be dangerous. It's strictly ideological," Potok said. "Sometimes the press," he continues, "will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them."
And that's on tape, him saying that.
Yeah.
You know. And then you had the example with the D.C. shooter, James Hodgson. And he gunned down, remember, Representative Steve Scalise, two staff members and two U.S. Capitol Police officers while they were in a baseball game, I believe that's what they were doing. He gunned them down and later admitted he liked the SPLC on Facebook.
So he was a follower of the SPLC on Facebook. In 2015, the SPLC had written an article pushing the idea that Representative Steve Scalise promoted white supremacy and supported a hate group founded by former KKK member David Duke. The SPLC article clearly tries to infer that Representative Scalise is a so-called hater and supporter of a hate group, both of which were false.
Right.
But that's where James Hodgkinson actually got this information.
And he could have easily killed Representative Scalise. He was seriously wounded and had quite a bit of recovery in that. But he could have seriously killed him and those other players.
And the interesting thing is that there were Republicans and Democrats there, and he targeted only the Republicans.
Right.
And he targeted them because they were targeted by the SPLC.
It's tragic.
So this is a tragic situation here. It's a very dangerous hate label to put on organizations that are law-abiding, but that you just have a different ideological disagreement on.
Yeah.
And so the SPLC, I mean, they're free to have their different views on things. So are other groups. But don't mischaracterize someone knowing, as they do, they have to know, that these labels have consequences because we have absolute proof that they've had consequences that... But for intervention, we could have had mass murder. But for the fact that we had a very astute, capable security guard at FRC, there could have been a lot of bodies there. And but for the fact that James Hodgkinson didn't get stopped, there could have been a lot of dead bodies. And there's one person still walking around with a permanent injury from that event, and that's Representative Steve Scalise.
It's awful. But, you know, in our case, it's a kind of a David and Goliath case, which we kind of like those, you know, when you seem like you're the underdog. And we are part of the legal team that's representing the Dustin Inman Society and its founder and president, because the SPLC has given this organization the hate label because its mission is regarding legal immigration laws.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that many of the people that are on the board are legal immigrants.
Right.
So they're not anti-immigration.
No.
They're pro-legal immigration. Many of the people that work on this particular organization as board members are themselves legal immigrants from different parts of the world. But the SPLC continues to refuse to remove that label, and so they filed a lawsuit. A judge in Alabama sided with the Dustin Inman Society, and they sided with them and denied the SPLC's request to dismiss the case. So consequently, we're in the middle of discovery. We have other counsel on the case that we are working with Liberty Counsel.
But don't forget, this is the first hate group defamation case against the SPLC that has moved forward with discovery.
Yeah,
so this
because
is
the other cases, and that's why this is so important.
Right.
Because now we are in the middle of discovery, which
right.
means we're going through requesting lots and lots of documents from the SPLC, reviewing those in preparation for other discovery, including depositions. Mm-hmm. These people will be put under oath, and then eventually a trial in Alabama. But other cases that have filed suit against the SPLC have been dismissed before they got that far because the SPLC argues that, oh, don't worry, this is just an opinion.
Mm.
We're not presenting this as fact.
Not when it causes violence.
Well,
no.
The federal judge in this case says, well, it sure looks like you're presenting it as fact.
Yes.
Doesn't look like it's just your ideological view or your opinion. and it actually has dire consequences. Mm-hmm. So we're taking them on. So continue to pray for Liberty Counsel in so many of our cases. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, for more information. And Liberty Counsel has our cases there, along with a lot of other information. If you have a question or you need assistance, go to our legal help tab at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.